الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم، يتوارى من القوم من سوء ما بشر به، أيمسكه على هون أم يدسه في التراب، ألا ساء ما يحكمون. صدق الله العظيم. Each and every person likes to have a good reputation. They like to have a good image. They like to be acceptable amongst people. No one likes to have a tarnished reputation. No one likes to be labeled with evil names, evil qualities. No one wants to be called a thief, a drunkard, a drug addict. No one would like to be associated with these type of people, nor would they like to be associated with any type of evil groups. This shows us that we show importance to our image and our reputation in society. Now, Islamically, as well as us protecting our own image, we also need to look after and we need to honor the reputation and the honor of the next person. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah. It was the 10th of Zulhijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the sahaba. He asked them, Ayyu yawmin hadha? What day is this? They said, Yawmun haram. It is a sacred day, the 10th of Zulhijjah. He then asked them, Ayyu baladin hadha? What city are we in? What city is this? So again they said that baladun haram, a sacred city. We are in the precincts of the haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked them, Ayyu shahrin hadha? What month is this? Again they replied, Shahrun haramun. This is a sacred month. This is the month of Zulhijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them these questions and he then explained to them, he told them, فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this a few times. He explained to them, your blood, your wealth, and your honor, all of these things are sacred, just as how you understand the sanctity of this month, the sanctity of this day, the sanctity of the city. Now, just as how we would look after the next man's blood, we won't go and take his blood, we won't go and usurp his wealth, we won't go and take away his rights. In the same way, we would look after his honor. We will not tarnish his reputation. We will not put him down in society unjustifiably. We won't label him with evil names, etc. This is how a person's honor is also sacred in the Shariat of Islam. But at the same time, we need to understand that while a person would want to have a good image and reputation, he won't want to tarnish it. At the same time, we need to understand this cannot become the motivating factor in our lives for doing actions. At all times, we cannot be only concerned what people will say, what will be the reaction of people, how would I be looked at in society. Many a times, because of this image, because of our image, because of our reputation in society, many a times a person falls into deep sin, he falls into big evils. There are a few examples. Before the time of Islam, in the time, what was known as the time of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs used to engage in many different evil and vile actions. One of those evil actions was they used to bury their daughters alive. Now, something which is unthinkable, unfathomable, something that you cannot fathom, that a child which is ma'asum, a child which is innocent, which is supposed to be attached to the parent's heart, but because of the person fearing his image in society being tarnished, because of him fearing how people would look at him, what they will say to him, how is he going to face up to society. Because of that, he used to engage in this vile and evil action, and he used to bury his daughters alive. In the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. When any one of them used to be given the news of a female issue, of a female child, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, his face will turn black. وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, he used to suppress his remorse and his regret. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, he wants to hide from the people because of the evil news he was given. Now he does not know how to face up to society. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التَّرَابِ. He does not know what to do. He is in a dilemma. Does he keep the child together with facing humiliation from the people, or does he bury her in the sand? Does he just put her in the sand and forget about her, so that his reputation and his honor amongst people can be safeguarded? Allah sa'a ma yahkumun. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed, evil is what they used to decide. Evil is what they used to decide. For the sake of looking after the honor and the image in society, they used to engage in these type of vile actions. In fact, if you look into the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Tayyibah. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was still behind in Makkah Mukarramah. After the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to her husband and explained to him that you need to send Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha to me in Madinah Tayyibah. So he agreed. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha leaves Makkah Mukarramah. She is accompanied by her brother-in-law Kinana bin Rabi'. Kinana bin Rabi is leading the camel. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala is seated in the carriage on the back of the camel. So they leave Makkah Mukarramah at the time of daylight. It was day. And they leave Makkah Mukarramah in this way. They reach a place known as Dhu Tuwa. When they reach this place, now as they left, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah, they had caught sight of them and they got news that Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala is leaving Makkah Mukarramah. So at the place of Dhu Tuwa, they catch up with them. And a person by the name of Habbar bin Aswad, he takes his spear and he strikes it onto that camel numerous times, causing the camel to jump, causing the carriage of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha to fall. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha is injured extremely badly, and to such an extent she even miscarries her child. Her unborn child is miscarried because of these injuries. It is mentioned also after some time had passed, a few years later, because of these injuries sustained on this occasion, it was because of this Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala had eventually passed away. So nevertheless, once while this is taking place, Kinana takes out his weapon and he says, whoever comes forward, I'm going to kill him. Abu Sufyan, who at that time had not yet accepted Islam, he tells him, put your weapon away. Put your weapon away, we need to speak. So Kinana puts his weapon away. So Abu Sufyan tells him that, see, you didn't do the right thing. You didn't behave in the right manner. He then explains himself and he says, we just lost a battle against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Badr. We just lost. Now in daylight, when everyone can see, you are taking Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, you're taking his daughter, and you are coming out from Makkah Mukarramah. What would people say? What will people say? They will say that the Quraysh has become weak. They are unable to stop these people from going to Madinah Tayyibah. He then takes a qasam and he says, we do not have anything against her going up and meeting up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't want to hold her back. But what will people say? How will people react? They are going to say we became weak. So he says, go back to Makkah Mukarramah. So people will see that we had returned you back to Makkah Mukarramah. And then when everything is quiet and down, and no one is looking, at that time come out. At that time come out and go again to Madinah Tayyibah. So what we understand, that they had engaged in such evil actions, they had harmed an innocent woman, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, because of the image in society. Because of the image they wanted to show in society. This was the reason why they had harmed her, they had injured her. So like this, if a person makes his main focus in life, his main objective, the main motivating factor, that what are people going to think about me? How are they going to react? What is going to happen to my image in society? Then a person very easily can fall into different types of sins. One example in today's times, a person does not have the wealth to hold a lavish wedding, which obviously is against the teachings of Islam. But because of his image in society, because he wants to show the people he can do it, he's willing to take a loan, he's willing to spend abundant, extravagant amounts of money in order to put up a great show, so people will say that this person had done an excellent job. So he's willing to sacrifice the deen of Islam. He's willing to sacrifice the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his image in society. If you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba, that forget about your image in society and pay more attention to your image in the court of Allah. Instead of worrying about what people are saying, ask yourself at each and every moment, is my Allah happy with me? Am I obeying my Allah? Am I pleasing my Allah? How much of effort I am making to please people in order so that they will be happy with me? But we need to ask ourselves, what about my image in the sight of Allah? Am I obedient to my Allah? Am I fulfilling my salah? Am I doing my other obligations in order for my Allah to be happy with me? So my image in the sight of Allah will be good. Numerous occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shifted the attention of Sahaba away from the image of people and shifted it onto the image in the sight of Allah. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated in a gathering. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated next to a person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person passes by. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, "What is your opinion regarding this man? What is your opinion regarding this man?" So this Sahabi responds and he says that this person, mean ashrafin nas. This is from the low noble class. This is from the high ranking people. He is of such a high status in society that if he has to give a word for someone's daughter in nikah, they would accept. If he has to intercede on behalf of someone, his intercession would be accepted. He is someone who is looked up to. He is someone who in society has a very high status. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remains silent. Some time passes. Another person passes by. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks the same person next to him, "What is your opinion regarding this person?" So this sahabi responds and he says, "Hada min fuqara'il muslimin." This is from the poor people. This is from amongst the poor Muslims. He is such a person who does not enjoy any type of recognition in society. If he has to give a word for nikah for a certain girl, it won't be accepted. If he has to intercede on behalf of anyone, his intercession will not be accepted. And to such an extent, if he speaks also, no one will listen. If he has to speak, no one will pay attention to him. There is no status for him in society. Such a low level he has. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explains to him and he says that this person is worth more than the entire world filled of the first person. The entire world filled cannot reach the status in the sight of Allah of the second person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them, it is not only about your image in society. There was another person. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the marketplace. He comes across a certain sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a certain sahabi who he had a lot of love for. However, this sahabi did not enjoy great social status. Kana damiman. He was not well. He was not someone who was handsome. He was not someone who had a good image or a very high ranking person in society. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabs him from behind. So this person says, "Who is this? Let go of me." When he comes to know it was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clings closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he can get maximum closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then announces, "May yashtaril abd, may yashtaril abd." Who will purchase the slave? Now this was done in a jovial manner. Who will purchase the slave for me? So this sahabi responds and he says that, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, idhan wallahi tajiduni kasida. If you have to sell me as a slave, by the qasam of Allah, you will find me to be very cheap." Now this, we can understand that his own self, his own image of his own self, he did not have a high regard for himself. He knew in society, I'm not someone who has a lot of worth. إِذَنْ وَاللَّهِ تَجِدُنِي كَاسِدًا. You will find me to be cheap. People won't pay a high amount for me. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his gaze away from your image in the sight of people and puts it onto the sight of Allah. And he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَلْ أَنْتَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ غَال. However, in the sight of Allah, you are extremely valuable. In the sight of Allah, you are extremely valuable. Leave what people are saying. Do not pay attention to your image in society. Be more focused on what is your reputation in the sight of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even explained to the ummah that when it comes to your image, when it comes to your reputation, when it comes to your honor in society, then the deen of Islam will not be sacrificed in order to look after your reputation. In order to see that your reputation is looked after, in order for you to have a good image in society, the deen of Islam cannot be compromised, cannot be sacrificed for the sake of your image. There's an incident to explain this. On one occasion, a woman from the tribe of Banu Makhzum, she committed the act of theft. She stole. Now because of this, they knew the law, her hand is going to get cut off. So the people, they go up to Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and they tell him that, oh Usama, you have a close link to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our terms, we will say, make a plan for us. Make a plan for us, so that her hand won't get cut off. Why? What people will say, she's going to move around society with a hand that is cut off. They will know she is a thief. They will look down upon her. Our entire reputation in society will go down. So Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he intercedes on behalf of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changes color. He becomes extremely upset. And he tells him, are you interceding in one of the hudud of Allah? These are not things that we have a choice in. These are not things that you can intercede in. This is something which is extremely important. When Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala saw the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he says that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness on my behalf. Seek forgiveness on my behalf. That same evening, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs upon the minbar and he delivers a khutbah, he delivers a sermon, and he tells the people that the one of the reasons why the people before you were destroyed, the people before you, one of the reasons why they were demolished in the sight of Allah is that annahum kanu idha saraqa fihim ash-sharif tarakuhu wa idha saraqa fihim ad-da'if aqamu alayhi al-had. He says the people before, what they used to do, they used to have double standards when it came to applying the deen of Islam. When it came to applying the laws, they had double standards. إِذَا سَرَقَ فِيهِمُ الشَّرِيفُ تَرَكُوهُ. When a noble person, when a person of high ranking in society, when he used to steal, when he used to engage in the act of theft, تَرَكُوهُ, they did not do anything to him. They left him. وَإِذَا سَرَقَ فِيهِمُ الضَّعِيفُ. But when a poor person, or when a weak person, when a person who do not have a high image in society, when he stole, أَقَامُوا عَلَيْهِ الْحَدِ, then they used to punish him accordingly. So in this way, they had double standards. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this to the Sahaba, that when it comes to the deen of Islam, when it comes to these laws, there is no compromising. There is no regard for a person's image in society. The poor, the rich, the high ranking, the low ranking, each and every person is equal in the court of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then takes a qasam and he says that if my own daughter, Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if she had to steal, her hand will also be cut off. Her hand will also be cut off. Reputation in society, honor, dignity, these do not have any bearings when it comes to the deen of Islam. When it comes to applying the laws of Islam, these things are not important. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again showed the Sahaba and showed the Ummah that there are certain limits when it comes to how you are going to look after your image in society. When it comes to the deen of Islam, when it comes to applying the laws of Islam, then there is no consideration, there is no compromise in applying the deen, in applying the different laws of Islam. Now in today's times, one of the many fitnas or one of the many evils that have come about through social media is that people have become very consumed by the image. They have become very consumed by the image. Now there are different challenges that are facing the ummah with regards to this. One challenge is that a person does not have a very high self-esteem, or he feels that he needs to be accepted in society, especially the society of social media. So what he does, each and every action in his life, or each and everything that is enjoyable, or each and everything that he does that he feels other people will be excited about, he needs to post it on social media. So if he goes to for a holiday on his, at a certain place, it needs to come on social media. If he eats at a certain place, it needs to come on social media. People need to know where he is staying. They need to know what he is eating. They need to know whether he is flying business class as well. All of these things, he'll put it up onto social media, but what is the motivating factor behind it? What is the reason behind it? So that people will have a good image of him. People will have a, he will have a good reputation in society. People will look up to him. What is even worse than this? People go into the haram of selfies. That if I'm going at a certain place, I need to take a selfie. If I'm doing certain action, I need to take a selfie. These selfies have become so bad that there are over 200 deaths reported because of selfies. That a person is going by a moving train trying to take a selfie, he gets knocked. He's going at the edge of a cliff trying to take a selfie, he gets knocked. He's going next to a raging river trying to take a selfie, he gets drowned. Like this, people are going, killing themselves because of these selfies. Because they want to show the world that I'm a daredevil. I'm able to do these type of things. We need to ask ourselves, what are we getting ourselves into? What are we getting ourselves into? For who are we doing these things? Now, when a person is becoming so involved in these actions on social media, the different harams that come about, one is obviously the haram of photography, the haram of taking selfies or other photography of animate objects. Together with that, the riya, the show, the ostentation, the boasting, the showing off, all of these different harams are coming about. Why? Because we are so concerned about our image in society. We are more concerned about the likes that people will give us on social media than being liked in the court of Allah. We are Muslims. We are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba, be more concerned about your image in the court of Allah rather than your image in society. We need to ask ourselves, why are we engaging in these type of actions? So this is one challenge. The one challenge, the people feel that everything that in my life needs to come up on social media. The second challenge that has come about on social media is that because of what is termed as the influences, people have become so influenced that their entire life is now based upon how I can follow those celebrities on social media. So I need to go for holiday where they holiday. I need to eat where they eat. I need to wear what they wear. I need to be like them. So what we are doing, our entire happiness, our entire satisfaction, our entire peace is now based upon their lives. Where this is not living. We are living fake lives like this. Everything you are seeing on social media is not just about the people are showing you their bliss, they're showing you happiness, they're showing you they're having a good time. But this is not the true picture. This is not the picture of their entire lives. If you are going to make an effort to try and follow them, many a times it will happen, you will put yourself into deeper depression. Why? Because you cannot reach up to it. You cannot go up to that level. Why bother? Lead your own life. Lead your own life. Lead your own, fulfill your own happiness. Don't make their happiness. Now many a times, what's happening to people, they're becoming more concerned about showing people that they are happy than being happy themselves. Rather than being happy, they are more concerned about showing people that I am happy. Yet in the background they are depressed, they are going through disappointment, they are going through sadness. If you are looking for happiness, you're looking for satisfaction, you're looking for acceptance in the eyes of people, the most easiest thing, turn to Allah. Turn to Allah, rectify your relationship with Allah. Allah will rectify your relationship with everyone else. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when a person makes an effort, when a person makes an effort to acquire the love of Allah, and now he becomes beloved in the sight of Allah, Allah Ta'ala announces to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam that, oh Jibreel, I have love for such and such person. You also love him. You also love him. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam then loves this person. And he then announces amongst the inhabitants of the skies that Allah Ta'ala has love for such and such person. You also love him. You also love him. The inhabitants of the sky then begin to love this person. And his acceptance and his love then comes amongst the inhabitants of the earth as well. This person is now loved in society. He's now looked up to. And he has that relationship with Allah. What is happening today? In order to please people, in order to get the happiness of people, we are sacrificing the deen of Islam. We are sacrificing our relationship with Allah, our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to get that acceptance. If a person goes this route, he will get the acceptance amongst people. He will get their happiness. He will get joy. He will get satisfaction. And together with that, he is enjoying the happiness and pleasure of Allah. In the verse of the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala says, "Man amil صالحاً من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون." That person who engages in good actions, whether a male, whether a female, a person engages in good actions, he tries to please his Allah. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ While he has iman in his heart, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا Allah Ta'ala says, most definitely, we are going to give him a pure life in this world. In this world, he will enjoy happiness, he will enjoy satisfaction, he will enjoy peace, he will enjoy peace, he will enjoy the pleasure of Allah. And in the akhirat, وَلَنَجَزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ In the akhirat also, we will grant him even better in thawab, in reward, than what he, than those actions he had done. So rather, instead of chasing after the likes of people, instead of chasing after trying to fit into a society which is actually fake on social media, let us pay more attention to our relationship with Allah. Actually, it will be better if we do not have any need for those different social media platforms, if we do not have a need for that Instagram, for that Facebook, etc. It is better we completely take it out of our lives. Take it out of our lives. Allah Ta'ala will replace this with that sukoon, with that peace in our hearts. We're looking for that peace. We're looking for contentment. We're looking for that satisfaction. Allah Ta'ala will grant it to us in this manner. May Allah Ta'ala grant each and every one of us tawfiq of bringing alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may he save us from these different fitnas and evils that are out there. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين